Welcome to the Eagles Live podcast. After the Eagles make their first round pick of 2017, Derek Barnett from Tennessee is the selection. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, very late on a Thursday night in the office of Joe Douglas at the NovaCare Complex. Joe, how are you feeling right now?
Ready to roll on a day two of the draft. Couldn't be more excited about the player that we acquired tonight than Derek Barnett. We talk about guys with a warrior mentality, with a competitive spirit, drive to win, and that's what Philadelphia has in Derek Barnett.
Do you like a player, in this case, Derek, more after you've selected him? Is that the way it works?
No, it's funny because back in November, I was watching tape on Derek Barnett, and I walked into Howie's office and I said, Howie, you have to watch this defensive end from Tennessee, Derek Barnett. If he's available in the first round, we really need to consider him. And Howie looks at me and he kind of gives me a sheepish grin and he shows me this note and it says, Derek Barnett, take him in the first round. It's because he had just watched him as well. So no, this has been a long time in the making, a couple months in the making, I should say.
You know, I've talked to you, Howie, I've talked to Chris Wilson, and I hear the word bend a lot. And I'm not sure fans really understand the bend and is it natural? And is that truly what separates the good defensive ends and the pass rushers off the edge from the great ones?
You know, it's something that every evaluator, every coach looks for. If you come out to our practices, if anyone's been out to a football practice, and you see defensive linemen, they run these giant loops. It looks like a giant hula hoop, and they're running in circles, and what they're doing is they're bending their body into the middle of the circle, and that simulates when a defensive end gets to the top of his pass rush and he bends back to the quarterback that's at the top of the pocket. So it really tests a player's flexibility, not only with his hips, but his knees, his ankles, just the ability to work back to the quarterback and finish.
Joe, is that something that's natural in Derek's case? Is it something that can improve with better technique as well? But is he kind of just, he's 20 years old, which kind of really jumps out at me.
No, he's still young. In Derek's case, it's very natural. And you see it, like I said, at the top of the rush, you just see his ability to bend, and every cleat is in the ground. Some guys play on their toes, and then so that's usually an indicator of ankle stiffness. Some guys usually just don't have the hip flexibility. You know, this is a very natural talent that Derek has. I feel that you're either born with it or you're not.
You know, during your press conference, you mentioned the Eagles' defensive front from the gangrene days. I mean, I was like sitting there going, wow, you remember the Reggie White and the Clyde Simmons and the Jerome Brown and all those great defensive linemen during the Buddy Ryan, Bud Carson era. You feel that way? I mean, not obviously at the moment, we haven't seen these guys on the field, but I mean, just thinking about that with this defensive line is very exciting.
Yeah, no, I mean, I was sitting on the other side as a kid, you know, being a Redskins fan, I was sitting on the other side, and I can remember the Monday Night Massacre when I think the Eagles took out every quarterback that the Redskins had with that vicious front seven that they had, and I think Brian Mitchell had to end up playing quarterback at the end of that game. I remember that game vividly, and that's when I said that about Derek, he would be a good fit with some of those front sevens in the past. That's just the mentality he has, and I think if you add him to some of the guys that we have in place and have brought in, guys like Fletcher, guys like Brandon Graham, guys like Vinnie Curry, guys like Chris Long, guys like Timmy Jernigan, we have a chance to be very special up front.
Eagles fans call that game the body bag game, just for future reference.
Yeah, the body bag game. Yeah, that's I remember that one vividly. It wasn't a good night to be a quarterback.
The competition up front, Joe, got to have you thrilled to see what goes down in training camp.
I know, I can't wait because, you know, I feel like with our D-line and our offensive line, which I feel are both very good strengths, it could be a situation where iron sharpens iron, and we could really come out of training camp with something special up front.
Joe, how do you look at day two?
Day two, we got two rounds, second and third round, and there's a lot of good players still left on the board. So what we're doing now is right after the first night finished up, we got in Howie's office. We started going over different scenarios, different sequences of players. We'll meet some more tomorrow, but we feel very confident that we're going to get a good player in the second round and third round.
Joe Douglas, thank you very much. Now we visit with Chris Wilson, Eagles defensive line coach here at the NovaCare Complex. Chris Wilson, defensive line coach, you might be the happiest man in Philadelphia.
Absolutely. I mean, to get a guy like Derek Barnett with the 14th pick, man, it's pretty amazing. Just excited to get him in here and get ready to go to work.
So how much work did you put in researching Derek, seeing him in person, watching his film?
We did collectively, Joe and Howie. It was a team effort. You know, we knew kind of everything about this guy, his intangibles, the things he brought to the table, his toughness. He's a guy who's deserving of that pick. But, you know, when you look at everything, he's about as clean and as tough a guy that you'll get at that 14th pick.
Chris, what do you look for in defensive linemen? And if you check off the box with Derek, how many of those boxes does he fill?
Quite a few. When you start off, you look good with a guy who's explosive. His first step is explosive as anybody out there. Secondly, you know, he's got great short area quickness and power. But the thing that separates the average guys from the great guys is the bend. You know, he can really bend and turn the corner. Obviously, breaking one of the Hall of Famers like Reggie White and a great Eagle here says a lot about who that guy is.
Is the bend a natural thing, or is it something that players are taught?
A lot of it can, you know, is natural. It can be developed to a certain extent, but he's got some things that you can't teach in his body. And so that bend that he brings, his explosiveness, and the biggest thing that you see is just the motor that he plays with on a consistent basis. It's pretty impressive.
So let's take a look at this defensive line. You know, Benny and Connor are gone. You bring in Timmy, you bring in Chris, now you bring in Derek. As a collective group, Chris, and I know we haven't gone on the field yet, what do you think you have?
Well, I think I've got a talented group, and what we've done is we've mixed in some key pieces with a strong veteran group. I mean, we've got a good veteran group of guys, and then when you look at Timmy Jernigans, who's going into his fourth year, so still, you know, a vet in this league, but a relatively young guy. And then you add this with the guys that we have currently on the roster, it's a great mix, and what it does, it creates tons of competition through our room, which is really what you want.
The word I keep hearing is relentless. Brandon Graham and Fletcher and Tim and now the newest Eagle, Derek Barnett.
That's the goal. You know, if you're going to do what we do as far as being an attack front, you know, your motor has to be a Ferrari every snap. And this guy brings that energy. He brings that toughness from day one. The coaches of Tennessee said he was this way as a true freshman. So that says a lot about who this guy is.
How important will it be for somebody like Chris Long to be a veteran who shows him how to play football at the NFL level?
Well, the greatest thing about Chris is a pro. He's a guy who's done everything. He's been the number two pick, won a Super Bowl, 10 years in league. And he understands coming in, you know, that's a big part of who he is and his commitment to this organization. So it's going to be fantastic to have him and learn from a guy like Chris.
And then Vinny Curry, I wonder, what do you want his reaction to be when a team goes out and picks a first round pick and it's at your position?
I want him to be excited about this opportunity. It's like I tell guys, there's no problems, just solutions. And so what this is it gives him another coal in that fire to spark him, and I think he'll be excited. He's had a great offseason so far.
As that wild and crazy first 10 picks was happening, the idea that Derek would be there was getting more and more likely. How did you kind of get yourself through those first 13 picks?
Well, the biggest thing is what I've learned, you know, in this second year is that anything can happen in this draft. And so once he got closer and closer to that pick, you know, obviously I thought, you know, management, Howie and Joe and Mr. Lurie would take the best player available, and I think we were able to do that.
Hey, congratulations, Chris.
Thanks so much.
Another toy for you, huh?
Another toy. Let's go get it.
And that will do it for this edition of Eagles Live. I'm insider Dave Spadaro. Thanks for joining us as the Eagles move into day two and then day three of this 2017 NFL Draft. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you soon. It's the Eagles Live podcast. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.